Find out if they really say sorry. Run it through AI apology.
We can actually find out if someone was sincere or not when they apologized to you. And if you've ever wanted to do this, you can just either text us at 314-531-9898, because it's actually really cool. I didn't know you could do this with AI. There are some cool things that AI can do, because sometimes it like freaks us out. But one of the things you can do is you can actually put a scenario into AI, and then if you send me the apology, I'll put it in, and then you ask like very specific questions, and it'll give you a sincerity rating and score. And it's so interesting to do this. And so I did get somebody who said, okay, I'm considering taking somebody back after they ghosted me. They apologize. Do you want to run it through that AI apology? Because we did this last week, and I asked people to do it. And so we did that. And it's from Rachel. This is the situation. Somebody had ghosted her and then apologized and said, hey, you know, maybe we should give it a second try, basically. Here's the apology. Hey, Rachel, I know I disappeared and you deserve an explanation. I wasn't in a good place emotionally, and rather than explain that, I just pulled away. I know it wasn't fair to you, and I regret how I handled things. You didn't deserve to be left hanging. If I could go back, I'd handle it differently. I don't expect us to pick up where we left off, but I hope you know it wasn't about you. It was me trying to deal with my stuff the wrong way. I'm sorry. After her apology, she wants to know, was that sincere enough? Should she accept it and then kind of start talking to this guy again?
Damn.
What do you think of that apology, Hannah? And what do you think that AI is going to say?
I thought that apology was great. I don't even know what it would be missing. It you know, that person apologized to Rachel. It, you know, they shared, like, I don't want it to happen again. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I thought it sounded very real, too. It didn't sound... It didn't sound choppy. It didn't sound artificial. It sounded very sincere.
Like, he took the fault for it.
Yeah.
He was like, that was all me.
I don't know that AI could have such those deep feelings.
You know what was interesting? Gave it a 45% sincerity rating.
What?
Yep.
Why?
So let's discuss. They said red flags. It actually does not like what AB said there, saying it was all me. It says it minimizes the partner's feelings, only talks about the way they feel. I did everything wrong. I didn't do this, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really address any of the things that left her and how she should have felt and what her opinions were. It just really is a selfish perspective, AI is saying. Avoids making direct amends. What are they going to do differently? How are they going to continue this? And then it said is emotionally distant and even vague.
Disagree.
45. Disagree
yeah,
with AI.
I wholeheartedly disagree. Can we hear it again?
Do you want to hear the whole apology again? All right, fine. And then you guys can weigh in on this too at 314-531-9898. If you've ever been ghosted, got an apology, and accepted the person back, or you think Rachel should take them back? Said this person said, hey, Rachel, I know I disappeared and you deserve an explanation. Doesn't give the explanation. I just want to point that out. I wasn't in a good place emotionally. Rather than explain that, I just pulled away.
Very, very good. That explains why they did what they did.
Because you just say
that one
just
sentence.
Just emotionally, you feel like it's a good enough explanation?
Yes. Okay.
I know it wasn't fair to you, and I regret how I handled things. You didn't deserve to be left hanging. If I could go back, I'd handle it differently.
Doesn't say
what he would do differently. I don't expect us to pick up where we left off. Hope you know it wasn't about you. It was about me trying to deal with my stuff the wrong way. I'm sorry.
Take him back.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That might have been one of the best apologies I've ever heard.
Do you agree? 314-531-9898. Should she take him back? Has anyone ever taken someone back that's ghosted them before? Does anyone in a situation who's ghosted someone deserve to be taken back?
Find out if they really say sorry. Run it through AI apology.
I find this so interesting that you've ever been in a situation, and my wife does this all the time. She's like, Brett, you don't even know what you're saying sorry for. And sometimes I'm like, yeah, you're right. I have no idea what I am in trouble for, but I just say sorry. And you're kind of curious if this person was actually being sincere or not. And sometimes I'm being sincere, but I really don't know what I'm sorry for. I just know that I really am sorry that you're that pissed off. 314-531-9898. And so if you want to send in a text message us or just DM us and say, hey, I got an apology, can you run it through it? There's a cool way to do this. And actually, AI you run it through like AI and it'll give you a sincerity rating and a percentage. And I just ran someone getting ghosted. Rachel's like, hey, I'm thinking about taking this guy back. He pulled away, said, hey, I'm sorry for pulling away. Some of the lines, I won't read the whole apology. He said, I wasn't in a good place emotionally, so I pulled away. It wasn't fair to you. I didn't handle things the right way. Sorry that I did that to you. She's wondering, should I give this guy like another chance? Should we start talking again? See if it, you know, or just like, hey, you ghosted me and I should just ignore him. Leave him on like read. 314-531-9898. If you feel like you accepted somebody who's ghosted you, or you wanted to accept somebody after they ghosted you and have been in this situation. Courtney, you deal with this all the time. You work in AI? No Bluetooth or speakerphone, Courtney. Keep your radio turned down.
Okay.
Yeah, so you work in AI?
I do. I work in the cybersecurity field at Emerson. Mm-hmm.
So what is everyone – so the AI had given this apology a 45% sincerity. Everyone in the room disagreed with AI. They all said this is like one of the best apologies we've ever read. Are we being duped? Is AI correct or – are us as humans correct?
I think that it's sincere. I think maybe it was inspired by something AI generated, but to me it seems sincere.
So do you?
Would you
take someone back? You would.
I would push back. Like I would ask like more questions to make sure that it's truly sincere. Because you just don't know these days. Like, you have to ask more questions to really find the truth and to find what does he mean by he's sorry and his emotions are his fault. Like, you know what I mean? You have to ask more.
I don't think that if you ghost someone, you should take somebody back.
I disagree.
Because my opinion on this is they didn't show you any respect. And that's what I think AI is saying in this apology. There's not a lot of respect for her. Like, that must have made you feel like this.
Didn't
this must
you
let
say you used to treat your now wife like crap in high school?
Yeah, that was in high school.
So you, like, didn't... You
and
showed
I didn't
a
ghost.
Lack, but you showed a lack of respect for her in high school, and she stuck with you, and now you guys are great. So people can change.
I agree that
damn!
Okay, solid points. Does feel like I was backed into a little bit of a corner. But I will say this. My wife stayed with me throughout that entire process. I think if someone leaves and then comes back, I feel like their intentions aren't pure. I don't think they're like, oh, they left to go work on themselves.
They're apologizing for it. They feel sorry and that they don't want to have it happen again. This person claimed that, you know, he was going through an emotional thing and rather of just dealing with it, he walked away. So he's sorry.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't take him back. I would not.
Okay, Courtney, you would take him back. You would just say, hey, I will respectfully not be... like, you know, throw darts at your face anymore because since you ghosted me.
Yeah. Right.
I'm okay with that. Like, I just feel like if you can't say, hey, like, I'm not going to respond to you. I'm going to work on me. Like, I'm out. I'm not doing this. But this person ghosted, which means they were scared. They're cowardly about it. And they didn't show like,
a
lack
of respect.
And now
they're owning up.
Months later, we actually don't know, Courtney.
It doesn't matter. That apology was a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
I feel like this is how we get duped, ladies. This is how we get duped.
Find out if they really say sorry. Run it through AI apology.